You're listening to Fear in the Southwest podcast. This is Drew.
I'm Stephanie.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Lewis.
And we're back.
We are.
We are.
Yes, we are.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Spooky, yeah.
Spooky?
Spookified.
Spooky's okay. Good.
Speaking of spooky. Y'all had a Valentine's date for a goose tour. A ghost tour.
A goose tour? What's a goose tour? And you look to your left, there's a goose. And you look to your right, there's a goose. There's goose everywhere.
Okay, you had a ghost tour at Old Tucson.
Old Tucson. Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Finally!
She's like, what the hell? Don't worry, Janet.
Okay. So, and for anybody who does not know, Old Tucson is a old movie studio that has had probably about 500 films filmed at it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now they're trying to branch into other things. Okay, I misspoke, but I corrected myself real quick. They're trying to branch into ghost tours and things like that.
Yes, they are.
So,
yes. Unfortunately, with COVID in 2020, they did close.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
A lot of the stuff was auctioned off and taken away. And so now they're open again, new ownership. They've brought back some old things like Nightfall. New things like Yule. And now they're doing ghost tours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It had a pretty good crowd.
It did. It did for Valentine's Day. Yeah, they had two sessions. That's how many people they had. They had an early ghost tour and then a later one.
Nice. Oh, and nice. This wasn't just a tour. It was also a dinner.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a good dinner, too.
Yeah, steak dinner, cheesecake.
Ooh, cheesecake.
Hershey Kisses.
Oh, yeah, they have the table decorated with Hershey Kisses. And
what kind of cheesecake?
Strawberry cheesecake.
Ooh.
It was pretty tasty.
Oh.
Another one here, like, oh.
Yeah, they gave you a really big meal. It was a hearty meal, and then, you know, you get to walk it off afterwards.
Yeah, I was just to say, then you have to walk it off.
Well, for a tour like that, because Old Tucson is a pretty big property.
It is.
Yep.
In the middle of the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the city, but it's desert.
Mm. And so it's basically in the Tucson Mountains.
So I've driven by it, but I've not been yet. I need to go sometime.
Yeah, it's a fun place, and they have a lot of historical stuff there. Movie set stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun place.
So on this tour, how did they start it out?
First, you get a lantern, old school looking lantern with LED, like flame effect light. Hmm. So you grab your lantern. That's your light for the night. Then they make sure they have everyone gathered up, and they take you to the restaurant. And we had our dinner, which was amazing. Now I'm hungry again.
Making me hungry.
Yeah,
for
no kidding.
Strawberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So then you think we ate for like pardon the interruption. Where were we?
We were talking about
Old Tucson.
Old Tucson.
Yeah. Yeah, we were.
And the lanterns they hand out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets their own lantern.
Mm. Everybody gets one. Mm-hmm. It's not by couple.
Yeah, everyone gets.
Okay. So.
ADHD kicking at all when you were holding it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started. Oh, there's a knob. What does it do? Oh, that's a white light now. Whoops.
So
that does not fit the theme.
I had a feeling.
You know me too well.
For that area, though, I do not blame them for giving LED lights out, though. Especially after what happened with the studios back in the 90s.
The 93 or 95 fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was devastating
yeah,
to
was.
The That was devastating to the entire community, not just Old Tucson.
Yeah, that was a huge hit.
Because that stopped production of a lot of filming here in Arizona.
That was a devastating blow to Tucson.
But they're bouncing back.
They are.
With the new ownership and everything, they are bouncing back, and they're bringing back events such as
these ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, how do they do... How do they do the tours? Are they self-touring or are they
guided?
Guided.
So it's kind of a mix of both.
Yeah, we had two tour guides, and both of them had been working there for a while.
Mr. Gamble.
Mm-hmm, he was a stuntman.
Oh,
nice.
Since the 90s, and so he knew the property, and you know, just over the years, closing the property and everything like that, he noticed weird happenings. Such as lights flickering.
Lights flickering, lights turning on, turning off, noises, voices. You know, the usual creepy phenomena as you get in an old ghost town.
Was there anything that you all actually saw or heard while you were there for your tour?
While we were on the tour, he had an app on his phone. It's like if you've ever heard of EMF, this is where it detects sounds that are inaudible to the normal hearing. And so he had that app out, and so it would come up with voices or words, and, you know, we'd ask questions. So every stop that we made on the tour, he had that out.
Okay. So they use technology to help with the tour.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And so what was interesting is in one of the buildings that we went to, like I said, there was probably 11 other couples. And so some of the people went upstairs and some people stayed downstairs where there was this piano, and that's where he put his phone. And what ended up happening was a guy asked, "How many people are with us right now?" And he said, 8. Whatever voice came through said 8. And we counted, and at that time there was exactly 8 people in that room.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holy cow.
I don't remember what the app was called, but it was very interesting. As compared to other apps, it was like rapid fire. So that was kind of new, and I'm like, what? This is definitely interesting. Definitely is like a, what do you call it, spirit box.
Now, you said that they did guide and self. During the self things, would they allow people to, you know, bring their own equipment and try to
do stuff actually, like that? When we mentioned that we were part of the Fear in the Southwest podcast, they're like, where's your equipment?
Mm-hmm.
We were like, what?
Yeah, but there are some ghost tours who, you know, forbid any recording, anything like that. So they were didn't know at the time.
Yeah, we didn't know. And
Makes sense.
You know, we took pictures and I ran some on my app and didn't really get anything. I got a really cool picture of the town hall, the moon over it. Maybe I'll post that for the picture for the episode. Oh, it's kind of creepy. Yeah.
So they do allow photography and videography. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were like, why didn't you bring your stuff? I'm like, because most of these tours, you're not allowed.
Yeah, they were very open to reporters.
So I would be able to take out my camera that has built-in IR and try to spot.
Yeah, night
vision. Yeah, they probably, yeah.
Yeah, and I should have grabbed ours.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly did not expect them to be
open about it,
because obviously it's also a movie studio and they're trying to get back into that.
Yeah,
and so
we just were unsure at the time, but yeah, they were very open to it. So.
It makes sense. I mean, you know, they don't want you filming. If they do start filming their own filming, they don't want you, you know, getting any leaking any information.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, we were really just unsure if it was even allowed. So here's the picture.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That would be a good cover for this episode.
Yeah, it would. Definitely got to use it.
So, I snagged that picture. That's pretty much the best shot of the night. I didn't get any orbs or apparitions. I didn't get any EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
But you could definitely feel there was energy.
Yeah, there definitely was. And then just the history itself of the town, you know, it used to be a pit stop pretty mm-hmm. much for people in their wagons trying to make it over to Tucson Mountains.
So like a stagecoach.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was a stagecoach mm-hmm. stop. Yeah.
And so they would serve food, comfort and then, items and things like that. But
then hard tech.
The family that ran it got murdered there.
They were found slaughtered.
Yep.
Mm. And that slaughtered. Would that would explain why they have the ghost tours trying to find the spirits of those who were killed there.
Yeah, and that's some of the stuff we learned on the ghost tour. And like even you know, that incident, and there's also you know, car accidents on Gates Pass or
mm-hmm. several car accidents in that
and
area.
Down the wood still, that place seems to attract that energy. There was a couple bodies found pretty much on the property, if not just next to it.
Hmm.
That one of them was, I guess it was like a kidnapping gone wrong or something, or.
Oh, it was a carjacking gone wrong.
Yeah.
And what happened was the guy carjacked the woman and then realized that her children were still in the car and he killed the children and dumped them out there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So
they got Uncle Ben.
So not only you got the history of the land and the stagecoach time, and
there's also a serial killer who
mm-hmm.
Dumped two bodies out there.
Oh,
it was a young teenage girl and her little sister.
Yep. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now I'm trying to remember what they called him.
He was called the Pied Piper.
Oh yeah, the Pied Piper.
Piper of Tucson, and this happened in the 60s, and the girl that he kidnapped was actually the daughter of a surgeon.
Yep.
A renowned surgeon. And so it was really devastating to the community that she was taken, and her little sister was as well, because she had her with her. And they were both, unfortunately, assaulted and murdered.
Mm. Yeah. Did they ever catch the guy or no?
They did. They did catch him.
In fact, his real name is Charles Howard Schmid Jr.
Schmid.
S-C-H-M-I-D. And Wikipedia has a picture of him. He looks
Neanderthal.
Creepy.
In one of the articles I read about him, they said that they call him the Piper because he lured young girls because of his good looks. That's not a good look.
What the hell's up with his nose?
Looks like someone bit his nose off.
I think he may have been attacked in jail or something.
He probably was because he did murder children.
Even nowadays, they don't like
fly.
That. No, not even in the prison. The hardcore murderers and everything, they hear you murdered a child. They're like, okay, we're going to get you straight. But they found you also molested them or assaulted them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're on the shit list. I mean, you even got these guys that are serial killers. They hear, oh, we got a new killer in, huh? What'd he do? Oh, he molested some young kids and murdered them.
Yeah. So.
Yep. I just found my new bitch tonight.
Hey.
What?
We'll have to edit that out.
What? That is the terminology that is used. Mm. There have been documentaries where they even used...
Jason, we are doing a professional podcast this time.
I've seen professional documentaries that have used the word. Because that is the term used for it. It is perfectly fine. Fine, censor it then.
But like Gates Pass,
Gates Pass is
known
a horrific area.
And it's known for people to go out there. Yeah. They make out, high school people go out there, they make out or, go look at the stars and stuff. But, that's like the perfect area for something really bad to happen and no one know about it
for days.
There's just so much desert. There's
and the climb up to Gates Pass.
Yeah, it's brutal. There's no rail.
There was
no
incidents during that road being built too.
Yes, there was a lot of tragedy with those roads being built, and so who knows what kind of residual energy stays there.
Exactly. So
then, come from a spirit standpoint, what's the only thing out there after you get over that hill?
The studio.
Yep.
There's not a whole lot. Yeah.
So, the studio more than likely does have several spirits that may not always show themselves.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of residual energy, too, I think, there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay. The face that Stephanie was just making when you said residual energy.
There's also the spirit of a little girl.
Oh, yes.
They have what's called, it used to be a mine ride, and everyone would get in this mine cart, and it would take you for a loop and everything. And I guess there's a specific turn that's very sharp, and she had her head sticking out of the cart, and she was hit. And she died instantly. But they're saying that there's hauntings, there's rocks being thrown at the workers, especially because now the mine ride is a walkthrough. You walk through it.
Ah.
And for events like Nightfall, they decorate it all spooky and everything. Mm. But when they were decorating it and making it the way it should be for Nightfall, they had people throwing rocks at them, playing with lights, hearing voices.
So it was definitely spirits.
Yes.
Is there still evidence on the ground while you're walking of where the tracks used to be? Did it leave like the
yeah.
holes and whatnot?
Still has the wood planks that was on. You walk you basically walk on the where the track was.
Oh, so they closed the ride after she
died.
After she died.
I think that was mandated.
Yeah, that's usually
I believe there was like a few more accidents before that, but minor. This was the one that was the closing.
Yeah, usually if there's a death, any amusement park will immediately close down the ride. May reopen it after the investigation's done. May not. It all depends upon how financially hurt the company becomes from having to close down the ride.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's kind of strange that a movie studio would have an amusement ride.
They have a few rides there.
Yeah.
They have a carousel, and they used to have these little cars. Huh. They used to have these cars that would take you on a track, and then they have a train.
Okay. Also, Disney, too. They do that as well.
Well.
Out in California, anyways. You know, they have not only Disney, but also the studios.
Talking about, like, major film production companies that aren't tied to, like, Disney or Paramount or something like that.
Well, see, Old Tucson, after its movie days were pretty much long gone. It became more of a
Theme park.
Theme park.
Okay.
It became an attraction. Come see the studio. We got you know. It became more of a themed theme park. You know, Old West.
Have animals on the property, so they would have horseback riding.
Oh, nice.
Especially because there's trails out in that area. They have a specific trail there.
Do they still offer the horseback riding?
You know, I have to look into that. I do.
Because
I know they still have animals on the property because you could hear them during our ghost tour.
Oh, nice.
And they used to have like a petting zoo area too.
Okay. So, but they're also starting to film again there, correct?
I believe so. I believe the intention is to start filming again there.
Make some good.
Yeah, but
make some more new westerns.
Yeah, one fun fact is one of the places that we went into, they filmed parts of Little House on the Prairie.
Yep, the general store.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The Olson's store.
Yep.
Yep.
That is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So that was cool for us to see.
And there's other. There's been a lot of movies.
Yes, there is.
Filmed there. So I think they said over 500 had been filmed.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of history, a lot of films. Then you have the whole thing with Old Tucson Studio. Then there's the other Western studio going towards Bisbee. I forget what it's called.
Are they owned by the same company?
No, they were the competitors.
Okay.
Yeah, but Arizona itself has a lot of places that were, you know, used for Westerns and several films.
Yeah.
Well, Old Tucson is almost... It's almost perfect because of the fact that it looks like a ghost town
whenever
it's not open for business.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
They do have a petting zoo, and they do have a horse-pulled wagon rides.
Oh.
So you can actually hop on the back of a wagon and ride through town.
I don't know if my back would be able to take that.
You know, I've actually been on a wagon ride. It was during Nightfall, and they put you on the wagon, and then they had someone dressed as like the Headless Horseman chasing you, and...
Oh, that'd be
that was fun.
Awesome.
I thought it was fun. A Nightfall is a really cool
freaking
cool time to be there. It's
So nightfall is definitely a time to go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yep. Nightfall trip, anyone?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I have not. I've lived here. This is my second go around living in Tucson. And I still have not been to Old Tucson. The first time was back in 97, so it was still recovering from the fire. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't open. And this time around is, well, COVID had it down.
Mm-hmm.
The county finally got new buyers for it, which is awesome.
Yep.
And the new owners are doing things to pick back up the business and get things rolling again, which is great.
That's awesome. It is. It's good to see that place having activity again, because for a while you drive by and it's just like, that's sad.
It was sad. It was sad. And then people were posting pictures of things they had auctioned off, and they seen them driving on the road with them on trailers, and it was really sad that that part of history was going away.
And that was done while it was under county ownership, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Pima County just was like, sorry, we can't afford to keep this stuff anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to liquidate some of the props and assets.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ooh. I'm just reading about the nightfall for this upcoming year. It's going to be better than last year's. 5 all-new terrifying haunted mazes.
Ooh.
4 brand new scare zones. 2 new Halloween stunt shows. Mentalism at the Mission. 4 family-friendly attractions. A new musical in the Grand Palace Saloon, and a seance where you'll endeavor to resurrect a ghastly corpse.
I want to do the seance.
Yeah.
I want to do it all.
Yeah, let's do it all.
Let's do it all.
We can only afford to go like once or twice before we're like, finances.
Not sponsored, but we'd love to be.
Yes. They do have free parking, so that's a great news.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So parking is free.
Yes.
That is.
And their gargoyles will be there again this year.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, they have talking gargoyles.
Nice. I don't know about that one. But the seance? That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. And their shows are pretty good. Their Halloween stunt shows have always been pretty good. They have a comedy one that was.
I want to do a Ouija board.
You know, I'd be open to it, but. No one wants to do one with me, so if you want to.
Let's do it.
Let's do a Ouija board.
Why not? I'm game.
All right.
I've done one before. Yeah, inside an old burned out hospital.
Yeah. Well, I guess we need a Ouija board.
I know where to find them.
I'll try to find one. I'm sure they sell them on Amazon.
What don't they sell on Amazon?
Amazon, if you're listening, we could use a sponsor.
Yes, please.
They even have glow-in-the-dark Ouija boards.
Ooh, fancy.
So we could turn the light off, have one little camera pointing down at the Ouija board, and record everything.
Ooh. Nice.
I like it. But, so, back to the Valentine's Day just a minute, though.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the food and the tour, what else was there going on for Valentine's Day? Because I remember you said you got kind of creeped out when you had to run to the restroom.
Yes. So
we were the only people there, the tour host and the couples.
There was nobody else there. And I did have to use the restroom, and I guess I used the wrong restroom. I guess there was one closer by. But of course, I went to the far one, and it's just dark, desert. Had to use my phone for light, and you could just—it was just really quiet that night. But you could feel like you're being watched.
Oh, that would just kind of creep me out. Using the restroom, and all of a sudden, you feel like you're being watched. Mm-mm, no, thank you. Did I hear a little one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Pardon the interruption again.
Well, actually, I don't know if they would even notice the interruption.
Yeah. We're back from the break.
So,
I guess that's my job to figure that one out. But now I have keywords to listen for.
Yeah. But
and the little one has joined the chat.
The yes, little one, has joined the room. Wild Waylon has returned.
Wild Waylon is here.
So, Old Tucson, bringing things back, making things more
awesome.
Awesome. And rebuilding his clientele.
Yep. And bringing spooky stuff for us.
Bringing spooky stuff for us so we can go out and take pictures and set up and do a podcast from there eventually.
Yeah.
That was the hope.
Mm.
And do some interviews with some other cast members and...
Yeah. Get with the scene.
Get with their experts and talk about Old Tucson a little better.
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm game.
Yeah.
I'm there. I am down with the sickness.
One, two, three. Fear the Old Tucson.
Old Tucson, really?
Try that again. Fear the Southwest. On three. One, two, three. Fear the Southwest. Thanks for listening to Fear the Southwest podcast. This is Drew.
Stephanie.
Jason.
And Lewis.
Stay spooky, my friends.